The following is the realization of His Grace Mukund Madhava Das.
On September 15, 2001, I was in Pune conducting some youth programs for the ISKCON Youth Forum Pune, and I reached Mumbai on 17th morning and heard about the incident. At the outset, I could not believe it and was really shocked. I still remember Nandrani playfully running around in the temple, going to many people sitting in the lobby of the guest house, asking them also to chant Hare Krishna. She was very blissful, enthusiastic, and a wonderful devotee. I also read her Vyasa Puja offering to her spiritual master, His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami. This offering is outstanding for her age. She has touched many wonderful points of devotional service in the offering, and very nicely presented it with a quotation from the bhajana sung by Srila Narottam Das Thakur. Further, she is praying for her parents' Brahminical initiation. She is also praying for her own studies, striking a balance between the spiritual and material side. In the first part, she is telling us about her spiritual well-being, praying to Maharaj to give her blessings so that she can progress very nicely spiritually. And then towards the end, she is referring to doing well in her material studies also. From the time I have known her as a kid, she has accomplished so many wonderful things. She always used to go for various yatras and to different places with her parents. She has taken advantage of visiting almost all the holy places of India, all the places where Krishna's mercy is available. She has participated in so many spiritual competitions. She always used to chant, follow the regulative principles, and has visited many of the ISKCON centers. She was very enthusiastic in attending temple programs. Whenever she was in the temple on holidays, she would be running around doing something or the other. In this way, we have seen her shaping up her Krishna conscious life nicely from the very childhood. Hence, she had developed wonderful qualities of Krishna consciousness. Even though what has happened is unpalatable for us, I am very sure that for all the service that she has performed from her childhood for Krishna, He will definitely shower wonderful blessings on her and would have already placed her in continued devotional service. We definitely hope that she is progressing towards perfection and that she is wonderfully engaged in Krishna's service. There is no doubt about that. I pray to Lord Krishna, Srila Prabhupada and my spiritual master that may she always be blessed with the mercy of the Vaishnavas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Sri Krishna. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tejati yanta kalevaram tam tam eva iti kaunteya sada tad bhava bhavitah. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, O son of Kunti, that state he will attain without fail. The very purpose of our Krishna conscious life is to train ourselves to remember Krishna at the time of death and go back to Him. However, many times we see that great personalities leave their body in different ways. In this context, Ramanujacharya had a question. Since his previous guru was a Mayavadi and did not teach him properly, he left his school. Thereafter, he was serving Lord Varadaraja at Kanchipuram. Ramanuja had some questions and was unaware as to how to get answers for these questions. The speciality of Lord Varadaraja in Kanchipuram was that there was one Acharya, namely Alvar Trikkachinambi. Trikkachinambi Alvar would put the Lord to rest every day. While putting the Lord to rest every day, Lord Varadaraja would speak to him and ask him about the well-being of the devotees. Ramanujacharya had told Trikkachinambi Alvar that he had some questions but did not spell them out. That night, Lord Varadaraja told Trikkachinambi Alvar one sloka and asked him to give it to Ramanujacharya. That sloka is, Aham eva param brahma jagat karana karanam chetragna ishvaror veda siddha eva mahamate மோக்ஷோபாயன்யாசயேவ ஜனானாம் முக்திமிச்சதாம் மத்பக்தானாம் ஜனானாம் ச நாந்திம் அஸ்மிருதி இஷ்யதே. தேஹாவாசனே பக்தானாம் ததாமி பரமம் பதம் பூர்ணாச்சாரியம் மகாத்மானம் சமாஸ்ரய குணாஸ்ரயம் இதி ராமானுஜார்ய மயோக்தம் வத சத்வரம். This sloka with six instructions contained the answers to all the questions that Ramanuja had. One of the questions was, what will happen to a devotee who has served Krishna with full faith but somehow or other is not able to remember Krishna at the time of death? Lord Varadaraja answered in his fourth instruction, Mad Bhaktanam Jananam Cha Nantim Asmriti Ishyate, which means devotees will certainly be liberated even if by chance they fail to remember me at the time of death. So this was Lord Varadaraja's special answer to Ramanuja Acharya, that even if a devotee of Lord Krishna due to some mistake or accident is not able to remember Krishna at the time of death, he within his heart makes him remember and still takes him back home, back to Godhead. In this way, Krishna has his own special plans for his wonderful devotees. Materially speaking, many conclusions can be arrived at, but what actually happened and what Krishna did to the person is solely dependent on Lord Krishna himself. So putting things together, Krishna gives exceptions which are inconceivable. Only Krishna decides, and the pure devotees can see that. In the case of Nandarani, by seeing the wonderful devotional service she had done, there is no doubt that she had the special mercy of the Lord. But how the Lord acts and what exactly should have happened is subject to different opinions. Nevertheless, one thing is sure, that she has been engaged by Lord Krishna in devotional service, and in whatever capacity she may be doing so, she will be under the protection of the Lord. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Kaunteya pratijanehi name bhakta pranashyati, my devotee never perishes. Krishna has promised that his devotee will never perish, and since Nandarani has done wonderful devotional service for the Lord, the fact that she will continue devotional service is certain. There is no doubt about that. Where she is doing a devotional service or how she is doing a devotional service is absolutely up to Krishna, and we are sure that Lord Krishna is taking care of her, and in this way she will always be engaged in Lord Krishna's service.